You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 382.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
You take coffee with your cream, you squee like a teen, and the Hugh Grant stuff you've watched enough, you mumble it in your dreams. You rock out on a broom and mangle some tunes, on weekends dance in jammy pants until the someone could be in sync with all your eccentricities. You're perfect in the perfect way. You're perfect and I hope you stay. Your goofy little self eternally. Whoa. I'm weird like you, I know it's true. I'm in the clouds up there with you. You think you're flawed, but wouldn't you agree? You're perfect for me. Yourself and answer as well. You read ahead on Walking Dead before you watch the show. You eat bread with fur, you still call me sir. There's a piece of gum from 91 that's hiding in your purse. But no matter what I sing, I wouldn't change a thing. You're my postmodern masterpiece. You're perfect in the perfect way. You're perfect and I hope you stay. Your goofy little self eternally. Whoa. I'm weird like you, I know it's true. I'm in the clouds up there with you. You think you're flawed, but wouldn't you agree? You're perfect for me.
Josh Woodward, which fallen at the first hurdle. That was Josh Woodward with his track Perfect. We've played Josh Woodward loads of times on the show before. He's a live wire acoustic rock musician from Ann Arbor in Michigan. Taking the musical road less traveled, he's chosen to freely offer his entire collection of over 200 passionate songs featuring vivid stories and dark humor. If you'd like to find out more, and I really suggest you do, his website is at joshwoodward.com. So welcome on and all. This is the Bugcast episode 382 from wherever and however you're listening. Whether it's your first time, hint hint, or not, it's really good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we will be chatting and making a couple of announcements, some good, some not so good, as we go along. You will notice you are missing somebody in your right ear, and that is the good lady wife. She's doing her usual trick of trying to settle our son, who is deciding that he doesn't want to go to sleep. Of course, it didn't help when I went in the room and woke him up. Didn't actually mean to. Hey-ho. Anyway, next track. This is Jeffrey Philip Nelson with Shot Glass.
Thank you. it was getting heavy. I couldn't pay for my home. I'm a no one in a small town, in to do what I please. Money ain't essential, and I ain't got no needs, but I need a shot glass. Fill me up and take my beer, and my feelings since I've been here. Tell me I'm crazy living in this here town beneath the sun that won't go down. It's blowing, it is dry and it's hot. I'm a prima donna, but I know what I'm not. And I need a shot glass. Fill me up and take my beer, and my fear of bitterness inside of me. Tell me I'm crazy. Getting is God, and I need a shot glass. Fill me up and take my beer, and my fear of bitterness inside of me. Tell me I'm crazy living in this here town beneath the sun that won't go down.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Been riding on empty a little too long. Sheep's in the meadow and the pigs in the corn. And I'm living my life like a country song with a boring melody. Done gave it all but they want more. Give a call to the girl next door, cause I seen her once, thinking sure we'd make great company. And we'll hear George Jones at the Orchard Lounge, and we'll grab a truck and we'll cruise around. Ernest Tubbs got the golden sound, and he sells it there for cheap. When Nashville, that's the place I'm gonna be. Up in Nashville with them old honky-tonks and melodies. Short vacation is all I really need up in Nashville, Tennessee. So fill it up, boys, I'm headed out north of here, but it's still the south, and the barbecue's gonna melt your mouth. Ain't no tea unsweet. Well, I'm headed out from the morning light, running up across the borderline, gonna make it there before neon lights bring folks out on the street. And we'll hear George Jones at the Orchard Lounge, and we'll grab a truck and we'll cruise around. Ernest Tubb's got the golden sound, and he sells it there for cheap. When Nashville, that's up in Nashville with them old honky-tonks and melodies. Short vacation is all I really need up in Nashville, Tennessee. Up in Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee.
That was Race Car with Nashville. Race Car is, or are, one of the two, from Spain, and it's an old performing member. Right, I'm reading out Caroline's notes, so I'm having to translate on the fly, so bear with me. Race Car was an old performing moniker of mine that I decided to retire, says the artist. After a period of time, I didn't feel like I was the same person who was singing those same songs. I gave the stage persona a real persona, Racky Car, and put up notice signs all over town to inform folks of the death of this failed folk singer, an anachronism in this day and age, or so I felt at the time. The final show was a toast, to this musician who was no longer Race Car. If you'd like to find out more about Race Car, or Racky Car, then you can go to his website, which is at luketan.com, luketan.com. Now, we had a couple of comments in the chat room about the country music. Yeah, quite a bit of that in this week's show. Before that, you heard Jeffrey Philip Nelson with his track Shot Glass. This is the true Americana art form. The song's engineering and production have been carefully handled by Jeffrey Philip Nelson to bring a sonic experience that is both exciting and enjoyable. Think of the album that this track came from like a rye whiskey. It is spicy, fruity, and timeless. All the instrumentation is analog and authentic. If you'd like to find out more about Jeffrey Philip Nelson, who is from Los Angeles in California, his website is at jeffreyphilipnelson.com. As always, links will be in the show notes to all of the artists that we are featuring on tonight's show. Now, we have a new listener in our chat room at the moment, and I'll say hello to everybody very shortly. This is your warning to wave if you're in a live chat room at the moment. All of the tracks you've heard so far, all three of them, are Creative Commons, so you can vote for them at the cchits.net chart. If you go to the website, our website at thebugcast.org, look up the show notes for this show, which is 382, you'll see against some of the track names a little black button. It looks like a record with the letters CC Hits in it. If you click on that, that'll then give you the option to vote for that track if you like it. And then all the votes are tallied, and at the end of each week, there's a top 10 produced, and at the end of each month, the top 40 is produced of all the favourite tracks that have been produced, or been voted for, should I say. So do give that a try. Okay then, so let's have a look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live over at thebugcast.org/live at this moment. We have, and I'm going by the waving, Yannick, stop it. We have Yannick, we have Lainey, Alex UK, Chalcolom, In2773 hasn't waved, but he's just walked in the middle of the wave fest. And we have Thistleweb and Matt, who is our first time listener, so very much welcome to you. Still waiting for Caroline, so we'll crack on with our next piece of music. This is Blade of Grass with She Was. Mm-hmm.
she grabbed him. She thought her life was over now. Sunlight looked to the skies, her eyes were crying. And then they stepped into her mind. They took her to the other side.
British Julie music is remarkable old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing, are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tito, and knockers all on rotated discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surf load and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Dig joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer Nonna. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodbye, load.
She dances to it all. She must have heard those beats before. She dances to it all. She must have heard those beats before. She dances to it all. She must have heard those beats before. She dances to it all. She must have heard those beats before.
Tuck it to tuck it to tone day, D.
Thistleweb in the chat room said that sounded a bit like Alicia's Attic. And I have to agree. That was Anna Jordan with She Dances. Now, she's from Dublin in Ireland and is no stranger to creating intriguing soundscapes and conjuring moods through music. Having written several soundtracks and incidental music for films, including Breakfast on Pluto from 2005 and Snap from 2011, she displays a natural affinity with creating ambient colours that perfectly underscore the images on screen. Anna is a graduate of New Park Music School in Dublin, where she studied jazz piano with Phil Ware, absorbing the style of pianists such as Sonny Clarke and Thelonious Monk. In 2006, she formed the seven-piece group Orca, one of the country's first bands to fuse jazz with electronic music. Interesting. If you want to find out more, her website is at annajordanmusic.com. And before that, you heard a West Coast electronic space rock band called Blade of Grass, who are from Los Angeles in California. Josh Murphy and Mike Hurst are the songwriting core of the band, which creates surging electronic rock songs that feature Josh's hypnotic vocal melodies. Now, I don't know about West Coast electronic space rock, but that was certainly within the realms of psychedelia, as far as I'm concerned. But I thought that was a really interesting track, which is why I chose it. Some of the other tracks from the album are a little bit more spacey, a bit more out there. But this one, it kind of spoke to me, which is why I chose it. So there you go. Excellent music choices so far, despite the fact that some of them are mine. Anyway. Right, I have a couple of announcements to make. We'll start with the good one first, and that is, now we don't normally do this. We don't normally do this because we normally forget. We do try and make sure that our listeners are recognised for certain things. In this case, it's a birthday, and Shayna, who is one of our semi-regular listeners, it's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Shayna. In other news, regular listener Mr. Roe Cutler from the Dark Compass podcast has recently released episode 700 of his show, which is an amazing achievement. It really is, and I'm insanely jealous. He started podcasting in 2004, much before the majority of current old-school podcasters even picked up a microphone. However, the bad news is that Dark Compass episode 700 is the final Dark Compass. Roe is not doing any more Dark Compass shows. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop there. He's giving up podcasting altogether. So he has, in fact, hung up his microphone for the last time. Well, for the penultimate time with the release of episode 700. If you want to go and listen to that one, which isn't just hard rock or metal, which the Dark Compass show has been for the last few years, he's got some pop and industrial in there as well. Interestingly enough, the first artist that he features on episode 700 is Chris Jurgensen, who is the composer and performer of the Bugcast theme tune. Interesting. Hadn't picked up on that one before. There's I've just seen another one of the artists that he's put into that show, which I cannot repeat because this is a family-friendly show. There are some amazing artists, Thomas Dolby, My Toys Like Me, a track called Bats, which we featured on the show many years ago. But it is incredibly sad news that Roe has decided to hang up his headphones and cease podcasting. His final podcast will be episode 419 of Amped New Music Weekly, which will be produced and released in 2 weeks' time. So do be sure to go and pick that up over at musicpodcasting.org. He also founded the Made in the UK show. I am pleased, but with a certain amount of sadness, that the Made in the UK show will continue with the remaining members of the collective. So we'll make sure that the Made in the UK show does continue in its current form. if nothing else, but as a legacy to Rowley. So, I mean, personally, thank you, Rowley, for everything you've done in the podcasting community, and certainly your support when I started podcasting. I started podcasting in 2006, and I think within 6 months of podcasting, I had joined the Association of Music Podcasting myself, and Rowley's kind of always been there. So a little bit of a personal loss there. But, you know, he's not going anywhere, so he'll still be around to contact, and he will still be going to social events like Podcrawl, which is always a good thing. So, yeah, do check out episode 700 of Dark Compass over at darkcompass.com. Next up, we have another track from Andy Hawk, this time on his own, I believe. I will be corrected if that is wrong. This is a track, an acoustic track that he has performed on his own, called New Orleans.
The typewriter suffers again and again. Ain't got no money, but man, I got a ring. I came to the place where they said it all flows, but the card reader said that I'm dead. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but my master in the green light to red. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but the blank pages found me instead. Through the streets, shirt soaked to the skin. Live out of focus and drink with my sins. Musicians move on and the artists starve, and the novelists just miss the mark. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but the neon can't pierce the dark. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but reality grounded the lark. So here I seek my fate, but here I'm lost in place. Past the used people, used books and used flowers. Think of used love and life's wasted hours. Being lost and crazy ain't so bad if it can be that way undisturbed. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but I guess I got some things to learn. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, if I can go I'll never return. This town's full of poets, but no poetry. We're nothing but bottles and bombs and TV. I doubt that I'll ever get out of this place, and it haunts me like rattling chains. Thought New Orleans was to hide, but I'm naked and out on the plains. Thought New Orleans was a place to hide, but the tigers found me again.
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
On April
podcast claimed to be the best one on earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st century earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st century earth.
Now playing the podcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The podcast was streamed live in the podcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
I don't have much motivation, and it takes too much to speak, so I'll just sing. Good at making conversation, but only when I'm talking in my sleep. I know enough to know what's normal, and I know enough to know that it's not me. This will come across as too informal, and too late, and too
Jill Zimmerman with Deep, Deep, Deep. We played Jill Zimmerman last week, and Caroline was so very torn between this track or the 1001 Mistakes one that we actually played last week, so she decided to put both in 2 weeks in a row, which is totally fair. Jill Zimmerman is from Minneapolis in Minnesota, and you can find out more about her and her music over at jillzimmermanmusic.com. Before that, you heard Andy Hawk with a track called New Orleans. Now, Andy did say that this is a track by Andy Hawk and not Sorry, he didn't say that it was a track by Andy Hawk on the Trainwreck Endings, who we usually play music by. However, what he did say is that a version of that particular song is on the album Another Roadside Attraction, which is by Andy Hawk and the Trainwreck Endings. But the track will be recorded next summer for a brand new album that will be released later on. So if you'd like to find out more about Andy Hawk and Andy Hawk on the Trainwreck Endings, who are from Hamilton in Virginia, the website is andyhawk.com. And I will put into the show notes a link to the iTunes album link of Another Roadside Attraction if you wish to check out the album that he was referring to. And somebody in the chat room has just popped up and said, Lainey said, I think you need to oil the brain speech connection, and I think you're probably right. See, it's much easier to do this show when I'm not on my own. And the lovely wife, she does give her apologies. She's absolutely shattered, bless her. Alex has only just gone to bed. And if she also should join us now, it would just be a case of saying hi and bye. So I totally understand that. So hopefully she will be back with us next week. Anyway, it is last track time. So next week, the Bugcast episode 383 will be...
I want to go home.
We'll be broadcasting the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 13th of November at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, then we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. We're also on the social networks, very ably managed by our own Lainey. And you can find out more information about that over at our website at thebugcast.org/contact. And I'm going to give you another web address now, which is thebugcast.org/suggest. And that is the address of our suggestion box, where you can ask us questions, you can recommend music to us. And that is exactly what Yannick did. Yannick dropped us a suggestion through of a track to play in this week's show, which we're going to be playing as the last track of the evening. And it's another play from Christian Kane, who we played on episode 380. We played his track, The House Rules. And if the name Christian Kane sounds familiar, Kane plays Jake Stone in The Librarians, which is a TV series which I think, certainly in the UK, has just restarted. Season 2 has just started. And a number of our listeners, Lainey, Caroline, and Yannick, who recommended the track, are big fans of Christian Kane. So I couldn't say no, really, could I? I couldn't refuse. But this is an awesome track. If you'd like to find out more about Christian Kane and his music and the other stuff he does, then his website is over at christiankane.com. He is, of course, from Nashville in Tennessee. And if you'd like to find out... no, I've done that bit. I'm going away now. This is Christian Kane and Whiskey in Mind. And we'll catch you next week. See ya.
Well, I was down at Whiskey River, stopped in for a drink, minding my own business, trying not to think. Bartender came on over with a shout. Said this one's from the lady in the long black dress. She came waltzing around the corner. Anybody sitting here? Started taking off her glasses and letting down her hair. I said, thank you for the drink, ma'am. How'd you know my brand? She said, there's certain things a woman can tell about a man. Well, I said, do you like the hard jerk of old Kentucky bourbon or the slow burn of Tennessee rye? Just when I thought I lost her in petty conversation, she said, slide over.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Oh,